Hello, Martin?
Yes.
Hey, Martin, my name is Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So it looks like you were sent over to me to pull up pricing and program details for Three Kings AC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just taking a look. So you guys are 3 years in business, and then... Okay, I see this Yelp listing. It also looks like you actually have a domain. Okay, the landing page. Did you set this up for yourself, or does somebody help you with it?
Somebody helped me with that.
Okay, all right. And then it's you and three other partners or two other partners?
Two more.
Two more. Okay. And do you need to run everything past them before you're able to make a marketing purchaser decision on behalf of the company, or do you do that on your own?
Yes. Yes, I need to sit down with them and talk about it, you know.
Okay. Are they readily available to speak, or?
Not right now.
Okay. All right. So I'm sure Ruby told you this is an exclusive listing that we're actively looking to fill. So the best way to get you guys that information, is that via email or?
You can tell me right now, you know.
Okay, but you still need to discuss it with everybody, right?
Yes.
Right. So the best way to give you all of that information is that email, so you can share it with everybody, or?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, what's the email address?
Three Kings with the number three.
Okay.
Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioner.
Okay.
DFW@gmail.com.
All right. Got it. Okay. So when I'm taking a look at everything here, I don't see that you guys have very much out there on the company, which isn't a bad thing at all. I just, you know, you have a website, you have a couple of other things here in Fort Worth, but I don't see like any negative reviews, which is definitely a plus. And then I see that you, I believe that I found your Google listing with 62 verified reviews. This is you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who's managing that? Are you taking care of that yourself, or is somebody managing that for you, like a company? Or?
No, I manage it.
You manage it? So you do it all on your own and
yes.
You're a technician?
I do some transignation, you know. The thing is, it's a small company that we're growing right now, you know. So
yeah.
Hopefully by next year, you know, I'm just doing that and not technician, you know.
Okay. Well, with 62 reviews, you're definitely on your way. That's a pretty sweet spot to be in. You're doing fairly well, and you guys must do excellent work, or it wouldn't be where it's at. So have you considered, like, what, as far as marketing goes, like, what would you say, where would you say you wanted help, or where would you want to increase?
Sometimes when I Google
mm-hmm.
Three Kings, sometimes it don't appear. You know, so I would
okay.
like to, you know, right now almost everybody's, you know, looking, they go on Google, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then I got Google local apps.
You have the local service
and,
as well? Okay. That was my next question.
Yeah. I got with you guys too. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how are you liking the local service ads?
At first, I started getting work, but now, you know, the last year, I'm not been getting nothing at all. I was like, I don't know what's going on, you know?
Well, you've rotated off the page, and that's probably because of the way that it's, and this is with all due respect, it's probably the way that it's being managed. Local service ads has gotten very competitive. And again, I say that with all due respect, because if you're not educated in this area, you don't really have a way to know that, you know what I mean? You may not be like a Google guru necessarily, so you can't just know the knowledge, you know. But your placement, and I'm going to tell you this, when I look for HVAC in your area, you guys in the local map, you're actually placed fifth. And I am not in Fort Worth. So when I do a search, my cache is completely cleared, and I'm getting a very clean search. So you guys are actually in a very good spot within the local map, considering it's Fort Worth, Texas, and you only have 62 reviews compared to some of the companies that have 2,232, 380. You're ranking 5th on the first page of Google in Fort Worth in 76104 with 62 reviews, which is remarkable. So you're doing something really good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you're doing decent there, I mean, we can take that over and begin programming that, but a lot of what you're doing already is actually really working. You just need like some weekly posts. We could do weekly posts on there. We would help with more review generation, reputation management. But would you be looking to, I mean, what about like Facebook ads, Yelp ads, Google ads? What are you guys, where do you guys want to see an increase in calls coming from?
For Facebook, we got somebody to do the Facebook,
you
know, and,
okay.
And yeah, and the thing is Facebook, we don't
you're not crazy
go
about
too
it?
Much there because,
okay.
No, because, everybody's giving their work away, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we're not gonna, you know, cheat our work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand what you're saying. They're giving it away for pennies. They're not
yeah.
Charging
mm-hmm.
what they're worth, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because Facebook, anybody can do it. You know, not even you know, it's
you don't
people
even have
with
to
no
really
license.
Be a
technician.
Like I got you. Understood. Okay. Understood. Okay. So then, what are you doing? Yelp ads?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are, and you're managing the Yelp ads. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Where I think that we could help you, where I think that it would be good for us to help you, and I think that it would actually work, is if we took over the Google Guarantee for you and get that up and running and where you want it to be. So what that looks like, if we were to take that over, is there's a one-time $250 transfer fee. That's the upfront cost. We would get in there. We would go ahead. We would diagnose it. We would get everything up to par, do all of the optimization so that it's coming up on the front of the Google Guarantee. Because as of right now, when you look in the Google Guarantee section, 3Kings isn't showing up. And there's a number
mm-hmm.
of reasons that that could be happening. So it's very competitive in your industry and your area. As you already know, that's no big surprise to you. You're in a densely populated area, and it's very competitive with what you're offering. However, you do have a way to, and this, if you choose to take care of this one thing, then what it's going to do is it's going to help that local map listing naturally, because it's going to increase the flow of everything that's coming forward from that point. Now, with that being said, what you're looking at here, cost per lead, is the upfront cost is the $250 one time, and then beyond that, you're looking at a cost. Your cost per lead is about $38 per lead, between $38 and probably like $50. We do charge a management fee. So the management fee is going to be 25% of whatever the lead is. So if the lead is $38, it's going to be a $12 management fee. So that's paid directly to us. If the lead was $50, then that's going to actually put the management fee lead at $16. So it's always just 25% of whatever the lead is at that moment. And the reason I say that is because even, especially in the areas like where you're at, where it's more densely populated, the lead cost tends to fluctuate sometimes simply because it's more competitive. Some guys are willing to pay, you know, super top dollar for certain kinds of leads. Now, if you're going out and doing all service calls, obviously you may not be willing to pay a couple of $100 for that. An install, you probably would be, because on an install, you're getting a lot better return on investment than a service call. Although service calls can be, I know I've had to pay quite a few dollars for a service call a couple of times on our unit. But what I'm getting at here is the lead cost can fluctuate and vary a little bit. We don't charge that budget until we determine what the lead cost is. So the way it would work is if you chose to have us take that over for you, Martin, is we would go ahead and we would do the $250. We would get the, we would go ahead and get it transferred over so that we can diagnose it, we can clean up the dashboard, we can do the optimization, and then we're going to tell you what the cost per lead should be. You're still paying Google directly for the lead. You just pay us the management fee. So, for example, if it's the $38 per lead with the $12 management fee, you're looking at only $156 a month for 13 Google Guaranteed leads. It's actually really affordable.
Okay. And the leads, because, they send you the lead, but they send the lead to every
you and some other guys.
Company
yeah.
in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, these are exclusive.
So, let's say you give us a lead for an install.
Mm-hmm.
If we get the job, we pay you guys, or if we don't get the job, we don't pay you. How does that work?
Great question. So with the local service ads with Google, it's set up a lot different than Yelp leads or any other type of leads. And the reason why is because Google wanted to trump the way that those companies sell you guys leads. It's not fair. Like, you have to share the lead with others, right? So when they set mm-hmm. Google up, Google Guarantee app, the way that Google themselves set this up was so that the calls will come directly to you. When the phone rings, it's the client. They've looked on the Google Guaranteed section and they've determined that they want to work with you directly. Okay? The lead is not coming
yeah.
here first and we're saying, oh, this looks like it would be good for Three Kings. No. The lead is going directly to you. So when the phone rings, it's the client. Now, Google has enabled that we actually have call tracking and we have call recording for each one of those calls with AI listening to make sure that you're getting qualified calls. So if it's a sales, mm-hmm. solicitation, spam call, robocall, if somebody is seeking employment with your company, if they're asking for a service you don't provide, say that you don't offer mini duck splits, right? Say that's not something that your company offers, then obviously that's not going to show on your service profile as keywords of what it is that you actually offer and provide. So if it's not something that's on your profile that you offer and provide and they ask you for it, that's an unqualified call. You would not be charged for that lead.
Yeah.
The same is true.
Okay.
The same is also true for if it's outside of your service radius. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
let's just say Midland, okay? I don't even know if that's, Texas is huge, but let's just say you're not servicing Midland and they call you from Midland and request your services. You would not be charged for that lead because that's an unqualified call. If the person is calling you and they ask you to set appointment face-to-face for you to go out and give them an estimate face-to-face, that is considered a qualified call. If they are requesting for you to give estimate over the phone, which is probably really hard for you to do, you have to see their unit and what's going on, and you give the estimate over the phone, then that is considered a qualified lead, okay? But if
uh-huh.
you get the job or not, that is not Google's business.
Yeah.
You're charged for the lead only under those other two circumstances. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's pretty fair, right?
Okay. Yeah. So you say it's $250 a month?
No, $250 up front. Right now, what you're looking at for the lead cost of what you're charged, we only charge you the management fee. So we charge a 25% management fee for each of the leads. And we start with a 13 lead minimum. So the monthly would be $156. That's 25% of $38, which is what your leads are right now.
Yeah. Okay. So you say $156 a month, so $150, $156 a month?
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
we would manage
And
that.
And let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was just going to say, then we would be managing your Google Guarantee, mm-hmm. and this is the top spot on Google at the very top of the page where we're able to dominate and kind of control the area a little bit better than the local map. The local map, you're doing good. You're in a decent spot, as I already said. You're not in a bad spot. You're in a pretty good spot. However, this is going to help to dominate and drop you into those specific cities that you guys want to come up in that you're not currently in, because we're able to do a lot more control and ensure that you're getting the qualified leads. And when the leads come in, it's a client speaking directly to you, and it's not going to anyone else.
Okay. And you guys accept companies with no license? Or is only with license? The question I'm asking you this is because it's better for us, you know, if you said only companies with license, you know?
Oh, we can only work with licensed companies. This is the first page of Google. We can't work with unlicensed companies. Now, you already have the Google Guarantee, right? The local service ads, you're already listed there.
Yeah, yeah.
You said,
we got licensed. Yeah. I was just wondering, you know, because I don't want to be competing with people that give their
our
work
unlicensed
away,
contractors.
Know?
Yeah. No, I completely understand. No, this is the thing, is those unlicensed contractors, they don't really make it. The only place that they make it is, like you said, Facebook, you know, stuff like that. People who aren't actually making sure, and then they get the job half, you know, half-assed.
Yeah.
Right? Like they don't get the job, right? They get the job because they didn't work with a quality company making sure that they have their credentials. So if you're working with somebody who doesn't have their credentials, then you kind of get what you get, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not how it works with Google. Google requires that you have license and insurance to be listed, and we have to make sure that you have that before we sign you up. So, if you already have the Google Guarantee, then we know that you do already have that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, let me talk to my other two partners and I'm gonna be having a meeting with them, I think, Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind calling me on Thursday afternoon, and I can make a decision, you know?
How do you think they're going to feel about it?
I think, you know, I need to explain to them, you know, because we tried a couple of companies, and we didn't got nothing, you know? Mm-hmm. So
who did you guys try?
Yeah, we tried some company,
Town Square,
it was just
a nightmare.
It was just a waste of money, you know?
Mm-hmm. They were charging you for the Google local listing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're doing a good job already. And we can do that for you. That's where we started our services, and we have a specialty there. But where everybody's going right now, what is becoming like the cream of the crop, the best of the best, is the Google Guarantee. That's why when you mentioned it, I try to, every company that I sign up, Martin, this is where I want them to go. I want them to go to Google Guarantee, because that's where they're going to get the best qualified leads, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not available for everybody, and not everybody is licensed in all the criteria. So it does kind of weed out the companies that are not quality companies from the ones that are quality companies and deserve to be there. And this just allows you that added bit of satisfaction because you are licensed and insured. Google does that check. You have that green check mark. They do that, and they're promising the public that you're a qualified provider. Nobody can take that from you.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, let me just talk to them, and then I can make a decision on Thursday, you know?
Okay. All right. You think they're going to feel positive about it, or what do you think?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. And, again, it's all month to month, so there's no contract. If you guys weren't 100% satisfied, there's no cancellation fee, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I believe that you guys would love it though. Okay. So what time on Thursday should I call?
You can call me maybe around this time.
Okay.
I should have a decision.
Okay. All right. And then I'll go ahead and send everything over in writing for you. It'll be labeled Google Guarantee. That way you have it all for your records as well to review. We're going to optimize it, make sure it's coming up at the top where it deserves to be. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I'm going ahead and sending that over to you now. I look forward to speaking with you on Thursday, Martin. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thank you, man.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
So funny.